This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Confidence Competence Loop explains why some teams build synergy faster than others. The hidden cycle that separates high-performing teams from struggling ones. In short, the confidence competence loop is the self-reinforcing cycle that determines how quickly a team builds genuine synergy. Small wins build competence, competence builds confidence, and confidence drives further practice. Teams that enter the loop early build synergy faster because each success generates momentum. The loop can stall or reverse, which is why some teams plateau despite good intentions. Understanding the mechanism changes how you respond when a team is struggling to connect. Definition: the confidence-competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle in which small communication successes build practical competence. Competence grows individual and collective confidence, and that confidence drives further practice and risk-taking. In teams, this cycle is the primary engine behind accelerating synergy. Why some teams click and others never quite do. I've watched two teams in the same organization, given the same project, the same resources, and the same deadline. One clicks within weeks. The other is still circling each other 6 months later, polite, but disconnected. The difference is not talent, personality, or luck. The question this article answers is, what is the actual mechanism that causes some teams to build synergy quickly while others stall? Understanding the mechanism matters, because without it, you apply the wrong fixes. You run team-building exercises that feel good on the day and dissolve by Tuesday. You set communication norms that nobody follows because nobody believes they will work. In this article, you will understand the confidence-competence loop, how it drives team synergy at a root level, and what it means for how you communicate with the people around you. If you are looking for practical ways to apply this idea, how to use the confidence-competence loop to make your team synergy conversations less terrifying, takes it directly into action. The surface versus the root of team synergy. Most people understand team synergy at surface level. They see it as groups that communicate well, trust each other, and produce results that exceed what any individual could manage alone. That description is accurate, but it describes the output, not the engine. At the surface, team synergy looks like good meetings, honest conversations, and people who seem comfortable around each other. When a team lacks it, the instinct is to schedule activities, write communication norms, or bring in a facilitator. These interventions address the visible behavior. They rarely address what is producing it. Beneath the surface, team synergy is driven by a specific psychological cycle, the confidence-competence loop. Each member of a team is either gaining competence through attempted communication or avoiding the attempt to protect themselves from failure. That individual-level dynamic, repeated across every member and every interaction, determines whether the group generates synergy or merely coexists. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy explores a related dimension of this same underlying reality. The confidence-competence loop explained. Here is the truth of it. Every team interaction is either feeding a cycle or starving it. The confidence-competence loop is that cycle, and once you see it clearly, you cannot unsee it in team behavior. The loop begins with an attempt. Someone on the team takes a small communication risk. They share an unfinished idea. They name attention nobody else has said aloud. They offer feedback they were not asked for. That attempt either succeeds or fails. When it goes reasonably well, two things happen at once. Competence grows, because the person has now practiced a real skill under real conditions. And confidence grows, because the outcome was survivable and often better than feared. Which means that in practice, the next attempt comes sooner and go slightly further. That growing confidence makes the next risk easier to take. And each time the attempt succeeds, the loop tightens and accelerates. The team begins to communicate not just more frequently, but more honestly, more directly, and with less protective hedging. This is where team synergy stops being a concept and becomes a felt reality in the room. That is why teams that start this loop early build synergy at a pace that looks almost unfair to teams still waiting for conditions to feel safe enough to begin. The loop also runs in reverse. When an attempt is met with dismissal, mockery, or silence, competence does not grow because the person shuts down and stops practicing. Confidence drops, and the next attempt is delayed or avoided entirely. The team's communication calcifies into what feels safe, which is usually the minimum. You see this in teams where every meeting follows the same script, where nobody challenges anything, and where the group produces competent, but never excellent work. The key insight is that the loop is not automatic. Something must start it. In most teams that build synergy quickly, you will find at least one person, often a team leader, but not always, who creates an early low-stakes win and explicitly recognizes it. That recognition seeds the cycle. I cover the practical mechanics of this in depth in Say It Right Every Time, specifically the Confidence Competence Loop framework in the chapter on building unshakable confidence. To bring this together, the speed of synergy in a team is determined by how quickly the loop starts spinning, how often it is fed with genuine communication attempts, and how well the team handles the inevitable moments when an attempt does not land cleanly. What the Confidence Competence Loop looks like in real teams. Here is where this mechanism becomes visible in everyday communication. A new team begins a project with a kickoff meeting. One member, quieter than the rest, offers a concern about the project timeline. The team leader pauses, thanks him directly, and says the concern is worth examining. The group spends 10 minutes on it and adjusts the plan. That member, who risked something real, has now completed one full rotation of the loop. He gained a small competence in speaking up in groups. His confidence rose. He speaks again in the next meeting, and then again. 3 weeks in, this team is surfacing problems earlier than any comparable team, because one moment of genuine recognition started the cycle. A second team, a member offers feedback during a retrospective. The room goes quiet. The manager says something non-committal and moves on. Nothing changes from that feedback. The member who spoke does not speak again in that format. Others who were watching, and they were all watching, register the outcome and adjust accordingly. The loop has not just stalled, it has turned backward. The team's retrospectives become increasingly performative over the following months. They run the meeting, but the real conversations happen in the corridor afterward, if they happen at all. A third team, months into a difficult product launch, starts giving each other direct feedback in real time because they have been through enough shared difficulty to have built mutual competence. They are not being brave in that moment. They're drawing on a loop that has been running since the third week of the project, when two members had a frank disagreement in a meeting and came out of it with a better solution and a stronger working relationship. What is psychological safety, and how it drives team synergy explains the conditions that made that early disagreement productive rather than damaging. In each of these situations, the surface behaviour was different. The root mechanism was the same. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why most people miss this? If this insight is this important, why do so few people see it clearly? Because the loop is invisible from the outside. You see the synergy, or the absence of it, but not the cycle producing it. People focus on personality rather than pattern. When a team clicks, we say they have good chemistry. When they do not, we blame mismatched personalities. Both explanations feel complete, which is exactly why they prevent us from looking for the actual mechanism. Chemistry is not a cause. It is a description of what happens when the confidence-competence loop is running well. Blaming personality takes the problem out of reach and removes any reason to look deeper. The loop develops slowly enough to be invisible. Nobody observes a single meeting and thinks that interaction just fed a cycle. The effects accumulate over weeks. By the time a team has obvious synergy or obvious dysfunction, the loop has been running long enough that it looks permanent rather than like the result of specific early patterns. Most teams can trace their current dynamics back to a handful of moments in their first month together, if they know what to look for. Leaders treat synergy as an outcome to wait for rather than a cycle to start. The instinct is to hire well, set the vision, and hope the team gels. This is like planting seeds and hoping for rain while standing in a drought. Starting the confidence-competence loop requires deliberate early action, small wins, explicit recognition, and conditions where the first attempt is rewarded rather than punished. Without that, the loop never starts, and the team spends months waiting for a connection that will not arrive on its own. Awareness is the beginning. But awareness without application changes nothing. What the confidence-competence loop means for how you communicate. Understanding this changes what you do in three specific ways. Number one, create the first win deliberately. You do not wait for synergy to appear before reinforcing it. You create a condition where someone on the team can succeed at a small communication act, and then you make that success visible. This is not flattery. It is an investment in starting the cycle. The concrete action in your next team meeting: ask one person a question you already know they can answer well, and explicitly acknowledge the value of what they said. That is one loop rotation, started on purpose. Number 2. Treat feedback as a loop feeding mechanism. Every piece of feedback you give either accelerates or disrupts the cycle. Specific, behavior-based, timely feedback tells someone their attempt landed and shows them exactly how to improve the next one. That is competence building in real time. Vague or delayed feedback leaves people uncertain whether the attempt was worth making. The concrete action after your next team interaction: name one specific thing that worked in the exchange before anything else. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it gives you the exact language for this. You might also find the Say It Right Every Time chapter on feedback conversations useful for the practical scripts behind this approach. Number 3. Protect the loop during hard moments. The loop is most vulnerable when the team is under pressure. Deadlines, conflict, and failure all create conditions where people retreat to safety. Your job in those moments is to keep one rotation of the loop alive. That might mean naming the difficulty out loud, or asking a genuine question rather than issuing a directive, or acknowledging that an attempt failed without treating the person who made it as the problem. The concrete action the next time your team faces a setback: make the first communication move yourself. Model the attempt. Give others something to follow. How psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy explores exactly how to sustain the conditions that keep the loop running. These are not new behaviors. They are the same behaviors, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. The confidence-competence loop is the mechanism beneath team synergy. Small communication wins build competence, competence builds confidence, and confidence drives the next attempt. That cycle, spinning forward or backward, determines the pace and depth of every team's cohesion. The loop is not automatic. Someone has to start it, and that person is often the one who understands what they are actually doing. The loop runs in both directions. Unrecognized attempts and dismissed contributions slow it down or reverse it entirely. Personality and chemistry are descriptions of the loop in motion, not explanations of what causes it. Feedback is not separate from the loop. It is one of the primary mechanisms that keeps it spinning. Leaders who treat synergy as a condition to create, rather than a trait to hire for, build stronger teams in less time. The most important moment in a team's development is often the first communication risk and how it lands. To go further, the compound effect. How small daily communication improvements create breakthrough team synergy over time shows how the loop compounds over months. And if you want a structured method for turning what you have learned here into a team improvement plan, how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan is the next practical step. This much I know for certain: the teams that build genuine team synergy are not the ones with the most talent. They are the ones who started the loop, kept it running, and understood why every small communication moment mattered. Frequently asked questions. What is the confidence-competence loop in team synergy? The confidence-competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where small communication successes build competence, which grows confidence, which drives further practice. In teams, this cycle accelerates synergy because each successful interaction raises the collective willingness to take the next communication risk. How does the confidence-competence loop affect team performance? When the loop runs forward, teams communicate more openly, take on harder challenges, and recover from setbacks faster. When it stalls, teams avoid risk, competence stays low, and synergy never develops. The direction the loop spins determines the entire character of team collaboration. Why do some teams build synergy faster than others? Teams that build synergy faster typically enter the confidence-competence loop early through small, low-stakes communication wins. Those wins build competence and confidence simultaneously, creating momentum. Teams that skip this foundation never generate the cycle and must rely on goodwill alone, which eventually runs out. Can the confidence-competence loop be deliberately started in a team? Yes, a team leader or member can start the loop by creating conditions for small, visible communication wins. Specific feedback, clear goals, and psychological safety all lower the barrier to the first attempt. That first attempt, done well, is what starts the cycle spinning. What breaks a confidence-competence loop in a team? Public failure without support, harsh criticism without context, and consistent dismissal of team input all break the loop. When people feel unsafe attempting something new, competence cannot grow and confidence collapses. Rebuilding requires restoring the conditions for low-risk practice before expecting high-stakes performance. How does psychological safety connect to the confidence-competence loop? Psychological safety is the soil the loop grows in. Without it, people will not attempt the small risks needed to build competence. With it, people try, learn, and improve, feeding the cycle forward. The two reinforce each other. Safety enables the loop, and the loop deepens safety over time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickforum.com to get your copy.